Hey, it's Todd. Let's get going. So this weekend is one of my favorite weekends of the year. In part, I guess, because it's celebrating something that we all can relate to and appreciate. And that's kind of refreshing in a divided society, isn't it? Yeah, it's Mother's Day, of course. And so with that in mind, this is for all you moms. To moms with kids, young and older, happy Mother's Day. You do more than anyone can begin to realize, and your influence literally has no earthly equal. Simply put, there's no one like you. To moms-to-be, happy Mother's Day. This time next year, you'll have a role in life that trumps them all. Congratulations. Whenever the baby arrives, may he or she bring you great joy and happiness. To moms who have lost children, happy Mother's Day. Being a mother, however short or long, is something that change and sorrow can't cancel. This weekend, may your good memories outnumber those not so good. May your loved ones be close, and may God bring you peace. To those who desperately want to be a mom, happy Mother's Day. My prayer is that one day soon your desire becomes a reality. The silent struggle, the ongoing why, and the creeping doubt I can imagine is so tough. In the days ahead, may your strength be renewed and your hope rekindled. To single moms, happy Mother's Day. You carry a load significant and heavy. When the hours seem too few and the frustrations seem too many, may you find unexpected strength to carry on and grace to shoulder the burden. Happy Mother's Day, moms. We can't brag on you enough. You are loved. And so I'll sign off this episode in a way that's different from any other one and let you know that this episode is made possible by a lady named Ruth Ann, my mom in Little Rock, Arkansas. I love you, Mom. Have a great day. I'll see you next time.